It was the latest night at the state capitol in quite a while last night, with members of the state Senate struggling over road funding until about 1 this morning. Michigan Public Radio Network Bureau Chief Rick Pluta was watching the proceedings, and he joins us from his office in downtown Lansing for a recap. Hi, Rick.
Good morning, Mark.
Let's work backwards.
We could have used some mead last night.
I think you needed espresso more than mead, my friend.
Good point.
You need it this morning. Let's work backward from where this morning's session ended. What were legislators voting on by the end of the session?
Well, by the end of the session, they were voting on what it would essentially be an almost revenue-neutral structure for changing how we handle fuel taxes in Michigan to raise money for roads. And that was after repeated attempts to actually vote on something that would substantially increase fuel taxes, or maybe put the question to voters on the ballot in the form of a sales tax increase. You know, multiple times. It was a 15-hour session which, like you said, it's been a while since we've had one of those, to try and get a fuel funding package through, going into this morning on what is expected to be the last day before the legislature takes its summer break.
I'm really curious about this proposal to put this in front of the voters. How much support did that idea have generally?
Not enough. What some people were doing was sort of looking at this intractable political problem and kind of harkened back to the mid-90s and Proposal A and said, well, maybe if we can't get support for any specific one proposal, we could, one plan, we could come up with one and then develop that would basically, deal with the fuel tax and raising the fuel tax and whatnot, but then also put an alternative on the ballot for the sales tax, so that you would guarantee a revenue stream one way or the other, but you'd let the voters decide which one they wanted. And a majority of lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats, said for them that's not good enough. Although in the case, that was actually an idea that was a little bit more popular among Republicans than Democrats. And then when it came time for the for the straight up fuel tax increase, Democrats put up their share of the votes, but Republicans couldn't get theirs.
How many separate votes did the entire Senate make yesterday?
Oh my goodness.
Did you keep track?
Lost count.
Okay.
Between the procedural votes, the process votes, but I mean easily more than a dozen on just the fuel tax alone.
I think it was pretty clear that some number of Democrats needed to be on board in order for the $1 billion proposal to move forward. What did the Democrats want in exchange for their support?
Well, what they got, which was in exchange for increasing the homestead property tax credit, which would help lower income people, families, I think, with an income of below $70,000 with the costs of owning a home or renting. And they said, in exchange for that, we will put up half of our caucus, half of the Democrats in the Senate will vote for this. But then to get to the numbers that you need, Republican majority, you need to come up with half of your caucus. And that's where things fell short, which was on the Republican side.
What were amongst the bargaining chips that the Republicans were offering?
The Democrats have put a lot of things on the table, and what Republicans finally bargained on was the homestead property tax credit. And then after that, it kind of became either, their responsibility to bargain amongst themselves, because they are in the majority, to come up with the votes for a transportation package, or they had to go and offer something more to the Democrats to get more votes. And that's, like I said, that's where things just fell short, that there wasn't anything, you know, there wasn't anything new for that they were willing to offer the Democrats, and they couldn't get sufficient votes from their own ranks.
Well, were these party line votes, or was it more complicated?
No, these were not party line votes. Again, there was an arrangement, an understanding of how many votes the Republicans would put up and how many votes the Democrats would put up.
Gotcha.
They said half of each caucus, which is, you know, the partisan group, and there are 12 Democrats, so they put up 6 votes. In a couple of cases, they put up one or two more, and in the case of the Republicans, they have 26, so they had to put up 13, and they could only get 8 or 9.
Hmm. We're talking with Michigan.
Depending on the vote.
We are talking with Michigan Public Radio Network Bureau Chief Rick Pluta from downtown Lansing in the aftermath of last night's extended Senate session over road funding measures. The Democratic leader, Gretchen Whitmer of East Lansing, described the failure to pass a more comprehensive road funding measure an embarrassment. And according to the Free Press, blamed the governor and Randy Richardville. Is this a serious setback for majority Republicans?
Well, if the goal is to get a road funding package done, and you know, other than getting the budget wrapped up, that was Governor Snyder's top priority. Yes, you know, I mean, what else, you know, what else could it be? And now we will see what happens today when the House and the Senate come back in a little less than an hour to start their sessions. But it's very likely that this session may actually be not extended, but they keep some work days on the calendar to deal with anything that might crop up over the summer. Usually what happens is they gavel in, no one shows up, they gavel out. Those could actually be work days.
Interesting. Could the session be, I mean, are we apt to hear the governor say, take a vote, not a vacation again?
No,
that
absolutely not. As a matter of fact, we have asked him about that, and he has said that in not so many words, tried that, didn't work, won't try it again.
How is the reception back in home districts likely to be? Is that going to be predicated on the politics in those local districts? Are conservative Republican districts apt to actually commend Republicans, conservative Republicans, for not getting behind this thing, and vice versa?
Well, we'll see. It'll you know, change from district to district and region to region of the state, depending on what they want. But you know, what we've seen is sort of a couple different things, you know, from what we know about the public opinion research, which is that people very much want something done about the roads. That just too many people are you know, hitting potholes, seeing potholes, and saying that this is unacceptable, it's got to be fixed. They're less convinced that new taxes are the way to do it, that they think that there may be some fat and chaff in the budget that can be used to be put toward that. So you may even see a little bit of both, that, you know, especially in Republican districts, that people are mad that nothing is being done about the roads, but they're not unhappy that a tax increase is still not part of it.
Senator Richardville did point out that there was incremental progress made toward funding Michigan roads. Can you remind us what?
Well, that's certainly putting the best face on it, that there is a package that has already been approved in the state house that really just takes what's been sort of the state's practice recently of you know, basically using money from the main bank account, the general fund, to make sure that pretty much most of the money that's collected at the pump in fuel taxes and sales taxes is actually used to fix roads. but that's kind of an accounting measure. And then also, you know, what we're going to, you know, see activity about today is maybe something to put the structure of switching Michigan from a percentage from doing just a straight up, you know,
cents
number
per
of
gallon
cents per
to
gallon
a percentage
to
yeah.
a percentage. So at least that would account for inflation.
That will very interesting if that gains some traction, don't you think?
It will be, but it will be, you know, in the context of this, just a modest change. What it will have set up is how we're going to do it without really doing it. That the amount of new revenue it would raise would be something a little south of $40 million. And, you know, what we're talking about to do the work that the experts say is needed is, you know, easily more than $1.2 billion.
Education funding was addressed yesterday, and a measure sits on Governor Snyder's desk. Briefly, Rick, tell us about what's in it.
Well, it is a modest increase in school funding and the foundation allowance, but in fact so modest that a lot of school districts say it doesn't even really cover their increase in costs, inflationary costs, the rising costs of healthcare and energy. And in some cases, especially in urban school districts like Lansing, they're complaining that other schools, cyber schools, charter schools, are actually getting a bigger bump somewhat at their expense. Remember, part of the reason for this is, you know, at the beginning of the year, it looked like revenue was just going gangbusters. We were talking, you know, surplus, and now the picture is a little less rosy, and we'll balance the budget, but there's not as much money to play with.
Rick Pluta is the bureau chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. He's been joining us from downtown Lansing. Thank you, Rick.
Oh, my pleasure, Mark.